الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Incidents regarding the remembrance of Allah Almighty Dua of Attar O gracious Lord, whosoever reads or listens to the booklet Incidents regarding the remembrance of Allah Almighty, grant them peace and tranquility in both worlds, and grant them, their parents and family, entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet. The final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, Whoever recites salat upon me 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night out of longing and love for me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Almighty that He forgives the sins of that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi and the bird. Someone once presented a bird as a gift to the famous Wali of Allah, Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh. He kept the bird with him for a short while, but soon set it free. He was asked, Why did you free it? He replied, This bird said to me, O Junaid, you yourself move about freely wherever you wish and meet your friends and companions, yet You have kept me imprisoned. Set me free as well, so that I too may meet my companions and fly freely. Hearing this, I set it free. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi says, When I released the bird, it said to me, O Junaid, I was imprisoned because one day I became heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. I promise you that from now on, I will never become negligent of the remembrance of Allah Almighty again. O Junaid, if I became imprisoned merely for becoming heedless of Allah Almighty's remembrance for one day, then what will happen to those humans who remain heedless of Allah Almighty throughout their entire lives? After giving this advice, the bird flew away. Allama Sufuri rahmatullahi alayhi writes regarding this incident. That bird then began repeatedly returning to Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi and became attached to him. Eventually, whenever he would sit at the dining mat to eat, the bird would also come and sit upon the dining mat, eating food and pecking grains alongside him. When Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, that bird fell to the ground and began writhing in distress. After struggling and trembling for some time, it too passed away. After the passing of Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, someone saw him in a dream and asked, مَا فَعِلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ How did Allah Almighty deal with you? He replied, I showed mercy to a speechless bird, so Allah Almighty showed mercy to me. Dear Islamic brothers, from this faith-refreshing incident, we receive many pearls of guidance, among which are the following. The bird that becomes heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty becomes imprisoned. The matter is similar even for inanimate objects and plants. A hadith states, An axe only strikes a tree when it becomes heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. All birds, inanimate objects, and everything in this world remember Allah Almighty, and their tongues remain moist in His remembrance at all times. Another point we learn is that through the bestowal of Allah Almighty, the noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim, can converse with birds and understand their speech. We also learn that kindness should be shown even towards animals and birds. Therefore, those who keep animals should reflect deeply on this matter. Keeping fish. O lovers of the messenger, nowadays people place a few plastic flowers inside small glass showcases and keep colourful little fish in them. Those delightful little fish repeatedly strike their mouths against the glass as they search for a way out, mistaking it for water, and the onlookers enjoy watching this scene. Such people should reflect that these fish freely swim in vast oceans, yet today these helpless creatures are cruelly confined in a tiny glass tank. Although keeping fish in a glass tank is not haram, just think, if we ourselves are confined to a single room, what would happen to us? Certainly, despite having every worldly comfort available, life would become unbearable for us. Likewise, one also feels great pity for those birds whose ability to fly has been cut off after people imprison them in cages. Pointing towards this, a poet beautifully said,
اے طائرِ لاہوتی اس رزق سے موت بہتر ہے جس رزق سے آتی ہو پرواز میں کوتائی.
In any case, one should never oppress any creation of Allah Almighty without reason. It may be that this very cruelty becomes the cause of our destruction in the hereafter. The punishment for oppressing a cat. A hadith mentions that a woman was punished for imprisoning a cat. She neither fed it nor gave it water, nor did she release it so it could find food for itself, until it eventually died. Birds should not be harmed. Dear Islamic brothers, although keeping birds is not unlawful or haram, if someone keeps them, food should be provided so they may continue eating and drinking comfortably without suffering any hardship. As for keeping fish inside glass tanks, this is nothing more than a hobby. Reflect for a moment. What must these poor creatures go through in confinement? In open water, they are completely free and go wherever they wish. You may have noticed that these tiny fish repeatedly strike the glass with their mouths because it is transparent like water, and they assume it is water. The pain they must feel from continuously colliding with the glass can only be understood by someone with compassion. Some people are extremely sensitive-hearted. It is narrated that the mark of a whip on the back. A man once struck his horse forcefully with a whip. Nearby, a pious elder was seated on a cot or something similar. The pain of seeing this affected him so deeply that the mark of the whip appeared upon his own back. O lovers of the Messenger, if we show mercy to the creation of Allah Almighty, then insha'Allah we too shall be shown mercy. But na'udhu billah, if we oppress others unjustly, then we may be seized on the day of judgment. Remember, slaughtering halal animals such as goats is not cruel because Sharia has permitted their slaughter. However, there are still various ways in which people oppress animals during slaughter. For example, while slaughtering a goat, some cut so deeply that the knife reaches the spinal cord. Remember, the spinal cord extends from the neck to the end of the back, excluding the tail. From this bone emerges a white cord called the spinal cord, and eating it is haram. However, many people are unaware of this. Along with chops and back meat, this white cord is often included, and many people unknowingly eat it, thinking it is part of the meat. If the butcher is skilled, he separates this white cord from the meat and discards it.
A chicken's neck also contains the same white cord, the spinal cord, and it too should not be eaten. Causing pain unnecessarily is cruelty. While slaughtering an animal, allowing the knife to reach the spinal cord is causing unnecessary pain, because in slaughter, only four veins are to be cut. Even if three veins are cut, or most of all four are cut, the animal still becomes halal. A cruel way of slaughtering a goat. Some butchers, especially during the days of Qurbani, are seen quickly running the knife across the goat's neck, then partially cutting the head and suddenly snapping the neck with force, even though some life still remains in the animal. If such cruel people are advised, instead of accepting their mistake, they become argumentative and quarrelsome. Such people should think, if their own necks were broken in this manner, what would happen to them? To treat a speechless animal, one that can neither harm anyone nor complain to anyone, with such cruelty is a tremendous crime. A cruel way of slaughtering a cow. Likewise, some cruel butchers, while slaughtering cows, tear the skin of the neck and thrust the knife inward until they cut the veins of the heart. Just think, the helpless cow, whose legs are tied, is held down by several people after being thrown to the ground. Then, while still alive, its skin is peeled back, the knife is turned inside its body to cut the veins of the heart, and afterward, people stand beside it, holding knives like victorious warriors who have conquered a mighty fortress. This method of slaughtering is certainly cruelty upon the animal and causes it unnecessary pain. For those whose hearts are filled with compassion, this is extremely painful to witness. O lovers of the Messenger, wherever your words are heard, try to stop such cruelty during Qurbani. Remember, when our hearts become compassionate and merciful towards animals, then, insha'Allah, we will receive a reward and society will also improve. Because if we show mercy to animals, then showing mercy to humans is even more necessary. Dear Islamic brothers, at the beginning of the speech, you heard that Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi was presented with a bird that had become imprisoned because it had become heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Along similar lines, another interesting incident is presented here. Fish that became heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. A pious elder once came to the river bank with his young daughter and began catching fish. Whenever he caught fish, he would hand them to his daughter so she could place them into a basket. After some time, when he finished fishing, he noticed that the basket was empty. He asked his daughter, "Where did the fish go?" She replied, "Dear father, you had told me that only those fish are caught in a fisherman's net that become heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty. So whenever you handed me a fish, I would think perhaps this was one of those fish that had become negligent of Allah Almighty's remembrance. I would hold its mouth and release it back into the river, saying, 'Look, you became heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty, and that is why you were trapped in our net. I am giving you another chance. Do not become heedless of Allah Almighty's remembrance again.'" Alongside this, another thought also came to my mind. What if by eating these heedless fish, we too become heedless of the remembrance of Allah Almighty? No one
should misinterpret this incident as meaning that eating fish is haram. Remember, fish is halal. Only that fish is haram which dies naturally in water and floats upside down. The Shari ruling regarding crab. O lovers of the Messenger, keep this principle firmly in mind. Every water animal besides fish is haram. Eating crab is haram because it is not a fish. Rather, it is an animal that lives in water. What is the ruling on eating shrimp? There is disagreement amongst scholars regarding shrimp. Some scholars say shrimp is a fish, while others say it is not. The Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi, states, eating shrimp is khilafe awla, meaning it is better not to eat it. Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Al-Azmi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, there is disagreement regarding shrimp as to whether it is a fish or not. As a result, there is also disagreement over its permissibility and impermissibility. Apparently, its appearance does not resemble that of a fish. Rather, it looks more like an insect. Therefore, it is better to avoid it. Dear Islamic brothers, whether they are birds or any other living creatures, all of them glorify Allah Almighty and remain absorbed in His remembrance. As Allah Almighty states in Para 15, Surah Bani Israel, Ayah number 44. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. And there is no such thing which exists except that it glorifies Him with His praise. Whilst explaining this blessed verse, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naeem Ad-Din Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, every living thing glorifies Allah Almighty, and the glorification of every creation is according to its condition. He rahmatullahi alayhi further states, the Quranic commentators have said that even the sound of a door opening and the creaking of a roof are forms of tasbih, and the tasbih of all these things is subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. O lovers of the Messenger, birds and animals all proclaim the glorification of Allah Almighty in their own languages. There is no one here besides me remembering Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam was once passing through a jungle whilst engaged in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Suddenly, a thought came to him that perhaps besides him, no one in that jungle was remembering Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty commanded all the birds, beasts and animals to raise their voices in His remembrance. Instantly, the sounds of zikr began echoing from every direction, mingling with the birds and animals. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam immediately understood the matter and fell into sajda, seeking forgiveness from Allah Almighty. He asked, O Allah, is your remembrance also taking place beneath the earth? Allah Almighty commanded, اضرب بعصا على الأرض, strike the earth with your staff. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam struck the ground with his staff and the earth split open. Gushing water appeared from within it. Then he was commanded to strike the water as well. He struck it with his staff, and the water split apart, revealing a black stone. By the command of Allah Almighty, he struck the stone too, and it split into two pieces. From within emerged a green creature engaged in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam asked it, how old are you? It replied, 300 years. He asked, "What is your occupation?" It replied, "Is there any occupation more important than the remembrance of Allah Almighty? O Musa, I remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah Almighty at all times. Water is presented to me twice daily, but I do not drink from fear that perhaps, whilst occupied in drinking, death may come upon me and I die in a state of heedlessness from the remembrance of Allah Almighty." After saying this, the green creature disappeared. The stone returned to the bottom of the water and the earth returned to its original state. Dear Islamic brothers, did you see? Even the creatures beneath the earth remember Allah Almighty. Regarding this, another incident is presented here. Why was this worm created? Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that the Prophet of Allah Almighty, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam, was reciting Zabur in his blessed home when suddenly a red worm appeared from the soil. A thought came into his heart. I wonder why this worm was created. By the command of Allah Almighty, the worm spoke, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam, saying, O Prophet of Allah, during the daytime, Allah Almighty places in my heart that every day I should recite 1,000 times, Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. And my nights pass in such a way that by the grace and command of Allah Almighty, every night I recite 1,000 times this salat upon the Prophet. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Prophet of Allah, tell me, what benefit and blessing should I gain from you? After hearing the speech of the worm, Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam repented out of fear of Allah Almighty and placed his trust in him. O lovers of the Messenger, this red worm has truly shaken us awake. It recites 1,000 times during the day, Subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, and 1,000 times salat at night, whilst our condition is such that we cannot even recite salat 100 times daily, let alone 1,000 times. If we find ourselves in an environment of useless gatherings and idle talk, we spend hours there without boredom, mocking and ridiculing others. We always have time for jokes and entertainment. If a TV is available, we spend hours watching films and dramas, constantly changing channels with the remote, searching for new shows. And if an opportunity arises to listen to music, we continue listening for hours without boredom, despite the severe warnings about it. Gossip gatherings and lying. In gatherings of gossip and idle talk, people openly lie just to make others laugh, even though a hadith states, destruction is for the one who lies in order to make people laugh. Unfortunately, nowadays, many people seem trapped in the calamity of lying. Remember, lies are not only told to make people laugh, they are also spoken about in many other contexts. The condition has now reached the point where people no longer feel any shame or disgrace in lying. In fact, lying has begun to be viewed as a skill. Nowadays, whoever deceives customers through lies, sweet talk, and trickery in order to sell goods is considered a successful salesman. On the other hand, If a poor person conducts business honestly and openly informs customers about product defects, people call him foolish and mock him. Na'udhu billah. People today have developed the mindset that you cannot survive without lying. The story of two fishermen. In earlier times, a believer and a disbeliever went out to catch fish. The disbeliever kept invoking the names of his false gods and continued catching large amounts of fish until heaps gathered before him. The believer continued casting his net whilst taking the name of Allah Almighty, yet caught nothing. By evening, only one fish had become trapped in his net, but it too struggled, jumped, and slipped back into the water. Thus the believer returned empty-handed, whilst the disbeliever returned with baskets full of fish. The angel appointed over the believer felt saddened. Allah Almighty then showed that angel the believer's palace and lofty rank in paradise. Upon seeing it, the angel spontaneously cried out, "By Allah, after entering such a magnificent palace, this Muslim fisherman will never even care about the hardship of failing to catch fish." Then Allah Almighty showed the angel the disbeliever's place in hell. Seeing it, the angel said, "By Allah, once he reaches this place of punishment, the temporary joy of obtaining heaps of fish in the world will be of no benefit to him. Let the customer leave if he wants." Dear Islamic brothers, even if, hypothetically, customers stop buying because we speak the truth, let them leave. Our love for Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam should never break. Remember, even if honesty causes a decrease in business, it does not matter. The Lord of the worlds, who sustains all creation, will continue providing us sustenance as long as we are alive. He will not leave us hungry. Even if someone builds mansions and buys luxurious cars through bribery, interest-based dealings, lies in business, and the sale of adulterated goods, we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty. Nor should we think that Allah Almighty is unaware of our condition. Remember, Allah Almighty is testing us. Soon, death will come to us as well as to the one who amassed wealth through haram means. But if Allah Almighty wills, then compared to Him, our condition will be far more enviable. Who is truly enviable? O lovers of the Messenger, by Allah, the one who earns the most wealth in this world is not worthy of envy. The truly enviable person is only the one who enters the grave with his faith intact. At every place there are thieves of faith, and Satan attacks faith in countless ways. Protecting one's faith is an extremely serious matter. Negligence, obsession with worldly life, making worldly gain the sole purpose of life, keeping the company of evil people, and many other calamities surround us. In such times, if someone's faith remains intact, it is certainly a tremendous blessing. Unfortunately, we do not even worry about the safety of our faith. If we truly cared about protecting our iman, then we would flee from misguided, corrupt, and evil company, as we have been commanded to do. Allah Almighty states in Para 7, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 68, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فلا تقعد بعد الذكرى مع القوم الظالمين.
And if Satan causes you to forget, then on remembering, do not sit with the oppressors.
The Quranic commentators state that here the unjust people refers to disbelievers, innovators, misguided and corrupt sects, and open sinners.
It is possible that someone's worldly life becomes prosperous through such company, but his hereafter becomes ruined,
and sometimes even his worldly life is destroyed as well.
These days are the result of our own negligence.
Dear Islamic brothers, love of the world, greed for material wealth, and negligence are the reasons why Muslims today have fallen into destruction and ruin.
If the Muslim's tongue remained moist with the remembrance of Allah Almighty and his heart remained filled with the remembrance of Allah Almighty, then matters would never have reached this point.
But, unfortunately, the situation is the opposite.
Previously, when a person opened his eyes in the morning, the name of Allah Almighty would reach his ears.
But today, when a person wakes up, songs echo into his ears.
Previously, one would open one's eyes and see pure and righteous faces.
Today, people open their phones and stare at shameless images of women.
Remember, the punishment for unlawful gazes is extremely terrifying.
Eyes will be filled with fire.
It is narrated, whoever fills his eyes with unlawful gazes, on the day of judgment, his eyes will be filled with fire.
Molten lead in the ears.
It is narrated from Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu, whoever sits near a singing woman and listens to her singing, Allah Almighty will pour molten lead into his ears on the day of judgment.
Have mercy on your delicate and weak bodies.
O weak and fragile Islamic brothers, have mercy upon these delicate bodies of yours, which cannot tolerate heat or cold, which cannot even bear a slight headache, and which are broken down by even a mild fever.
How then will such bodies endure the fire of hell?
Even a tiny insect crawling into one's clothing causes discomfort.
An ant bite makes a person jump.
So how will the stings of snakes and scorpions be endured?
Certainly they will not be endured.
The doors of Allah's mercy remain open.
So we should all repent together in His court and seek from Him the ability to do good.
Remember, Allah Almighty is the most merciful, most generous and bestower of grace.
And He grants the seeker far more than what he asks for.
May Allah Almighty grant all of us the ability to remember Him and engage in His dhikr.
May He remove the rust of negligence from our hearts and turn our hearts into mirrors reflecting the remembrance of Him and His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ameen.
Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد